Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, you're once again tuned into Are You, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopperwood, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. This awesome man of God will be delivering God's word very shortly. So you all know already, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along. And we also want to let those of you that may be incarcerated behind prison bars, if you have access to a Bible, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready as well, so that you can follow along and be blessed by the word of God on tonight. We thank God for Overseer Jackson, a faithful man of God. We thank God that he has now become a part of this worldwide ministry platform every Thursday night. We are so excited and looking forward to him coming forth, sharing another word from the Lord with us. So he's our guest on tonight. I'm going to get ready to go into prayer. But I'm going to ask all listeners if you would touch and agree with me in prayer for the following people. First of all, we're going to thank God that our sister in Christ, Sister Chera Doss, is home now from the hospital. We thank God for her being released from the hospital, and she's doing well, but she still have a long way to go in recovery. But we thank God by his stripes, she's already healed. She's already delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. So we're going to keep Sister Chera Doss, a faithful member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am also a member of, and Pastor Mark C. Holloway is our pastor and shepherd. We also want to keep in prayer my Uncle Jeff Hogue down in Marion, Alabama. We just found out last week that he has lung cancer. We also want to continue to pray for my aunt Lady Mae King. She's was going through cancer again, cancer treatments, radiation and chemo. And her husband, my uncle, Malachi King, he's having heart issues. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. We will also want to keep my cousin, Marianne King, in Greensboro, North Carolina, keep her lifted up in prayer. She's still in our hospital in rehab. We also want to continue to pray for Essie Tutt. We want to continue to pray her strength in the Lord. Not only those people that I just called off, but if you know of anyone that's sick and shut in, or if you know anyone that's bereaved on tonight, we thank God. We serve an awesome God. We don't have to send him anywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. But we want to lift up all these people that we just called off by name. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer, that God will continue to move by his spirit, and that he will heal their bodies so that they will all have a testimony of his healing power, that he will get the glory out of each one of their lives. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children, touching and agreeing that you are God all by yourself, and you hold all power in your hands. You're worthy of our praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, no matter what we see or hear, you're still worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and earth is in your hands, in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you know the names that we just called off, and we thank you that we don't have to send you anywhere because we know you're already there. So touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. We lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight all over the land. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even while they go through their hour of bereavement. Let them remember to know to continue to look unto the hills from which cometh their help, and let them know that all of their help comes from you, and the earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening doors all throughout the prisons all over the United States that they are now able to receive and hear your word. We lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit over the airways on tonight. Have your way, Heavenly Father, as only you can in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every listener that faithfully dials in to this robot platform and ministry. All those that tunes in and listens in from different social media platforms around the world. Yes, Lord, and even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, never give up on God, no matter how it looks to you. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, never give up on God, no matter how it looks to you. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take notes that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. While you have your pens and paper out, I ask that you please mark your calendars for the following dates. The first Thursday night in June, I am so excited. We have Apostle Darche from Atlanta, Georgia. She is over the Kingdom Strategy Firm. This awesome young woman of God is over the overseer of the HERS International Ministries. These women, they reach out to women and young women all over the world. They have reached out. They are connected to women in 183 different countries. Yes, you heard me right. I did not say cities or states. I said they are in the ministries helping and reaching out and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and being a blessing to women all over the world in 183 different countries. This awesome young woman of God will be my special guest on Thursday, June. The first Thursday in June of this year. So you want to tune in and be blessed by what God is going to say through her on the first Thursday in June. We have coming to us on this coming Saturday night my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on this worldwide platform on this coming Saturday night. We have Elder David Brand from Atlanta, Georgia, will be sharing God's word on next Thursday night. Elder David Brand from Atlanta, Georgia, will be delivering God's word on this worldwide platform on next Thursday night. So I pray that you all have marked your calendar so you can tune in and be blessed by what God is going to say through his people on this worldwide platform. That being said, I am going to go to a short music break, and we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. Again, he's out of Washington, D.C. All of you that dials in faithfully, you all should be very familiar with him. And I just thank God for connecting me and him together, he and I, that we are brothers in Christ. And now that you listeners are familiar with him, we are sisters and brothers in Christ. And we thank God for the great work that he's doing through his awesome word, through his men and women of God that are being faithful doers of his word, not only through this worldwide platform, but all around the world. We just thank God for Overseer Jackson. We want to continue to lift him up in prayer and continue to pray that God will continue to bless the works of his hands and then be an encourager to him. Let him know that his labor is not in vain. As long as he continues to stay faithful to God, which he is doing, he haven't seen nothing yet. The best for him is still yet to come. So that being said, we're just going to do the musical version of Pray For Me. Then we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to him. Following the message, we will open up the phone lines to anyone that have dialed in. If you have words for him or a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement or be a blessing to him, you would have an opportunity to do so after he concludes with the message on tonight. But I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. After we come back from this music break, we're going to yield the mic to Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. Enjoy. Yes, yes, yes. Pray for me. The fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. That's what God's word says. So we're standing on the word of God. We're standing on his word. He is a promise keeper. So right now, I am about to open up this mic for none other than my big brother in Christ, Jesus, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. I'm so happy to be with you tonight. I certainly thank God for this privilege and this opportunity to come before the saints of God one more time, hopefully to give them a word of encouragement. Tonight's message is a little bit different from what I normally do, and it might make people a little bit angry, but that's on you. You got to deal with it. I'm just the server. I'm not the person who prepared the meal. And the Bible says sometimes the word of God is good for reproof, for doctrine, for instruction, and to rebuke from time to time. That's why the Bible says, cry loud and spare not, show my people their transgression. And sometimes God gets a little disturbed with us. And like the eagle, he will sometimes stir our nest in whatever way he has to. And tonight he may do it with a word. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We bless you. We thank you because there is no God like you. And we honor you for all you are. We bless you for watching over us and protecting us. We thank you for putting the angels to work this week. They protected us from hurt, harm, or danger. You said you'd put the angels, you'd give them charge over us so that, Father, nothing would happen to us. No stray bullets came our way. No fires came to our homes. And God, we want to say thank you. No cars were stolen. Nobody was accosted in any way. God, we thank you. We saw on television all week long in D.C. where different things had happened. Mother's Day, a young girl, 10 years old, riding back from dinner with her mother and father in the car. Somebody began to shoot a gun 50 times, and one of the shots hit her, and she passed away today. God, help us. Another child was in a bed asleep, God, while this was going on, and one of the bullets came into her room and entered into her side. God, we thank you, that glory, that you have protected and kept us. We honor you for that. We ask that you remember these families, God, and help them now in their hour of bereavement and in their hour of hurt, asking you, Father, to look on this nation. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. But I heard you say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You said then you would hear from heaven, my God, and heal the land. We need a healing tonight. We need a healing tonight. God. We've got an election coming up, and we see the crazy people that are trying to drive for the presidency. We ask you, God, we're better than what is coming forward. We ask you to give us people who have the heart of your people in mind, not folk that just want a position. Lord Biden needs your help today. We've got a situation that's coming up where folks, we need to pay the bills. And the Congress is acting stupid. God, help them to get together and do what they have to do so that God's things will go fairly well. We thank you and we honor you. We ask you now in the name of Jesus to remember those that are sick, those that are shut in. Let them know they're not shut out. But let them know, Father, you care for them. My God, we thank you. Those that are behind prison walls, God, give them a sense of hope. You can open that door. You let Peter out. Yeah. Oh, God, you let him out. You can do for somebody who has changed their attitude and changed their way of life. You can bring them out as well. And even if they must stay, God, you can give them the hope that they need to know so they can deal with whatever they have to deal with. We thank you now. We ask you in the name of Jesus. It's preaching time. And we ask you to anoint us that we might go forward in your power and in your strength. Spirit of the living God, have your way. You said your word would not come back void. It's got to hit somebody. Ha, glory. Now, God, encourage your heart. Encourage your mind. Somebody wants to give up. Somebody wants to say enough is enough. Somebody's gone to the last mile. Ha, but I'm asking you to give them the strength that they need to make it through the storm. God help them in the name of Jesus. Let them know this is not the time to let go. You said if you faint in the day of adversity, your faith is small. God help them to get to the place that you said you had appointed them to get to. Bless them now, please. Rebuke the devil and help us to get forward. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Listen, if you have your Bible, and I hope you do, there's a very interesting story that I want to discuss this evening. And it's found in the book of Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 37 to 43. Now, you know who Luke was. Luke was a physician. He was a doctor. He was not one of the original apostles, but he was not one of the 12, but he was an individual who was called to do a work for God. He was a physician, and he, along with Mark and John, wrote some interesting books. Now, the book of Luke was written as a letter to a friend of his, Theophilus. And Luke also wrote the book of Acts, talking about the great works that the apostles did because the Spirit of God anointed them to do what had to be done. And so Luke wrote a letter to his friend saying, listen, I'm writing these things because I got with Mary, I asked her about the birth, I talked to the other apostles, and they told me all the things that Jesus had done. And I want to put this down so that you can have an understanding of the person I'm talking about. In the 9th chapter, he says, the next day, after they had come down the mountain, a large crowd met Jesus, and a man in the crowd called out to him, Teacher, beg you to look at my son, my only child. This was a father who was concerned about the welfare of his child. An evil spirit keeps seizing him, making him scream. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It bothers him and hardly ever leaves him alone. My son is in trouble, God. He's in trouble. He's got a condition that the doctors can't help. I need your help. I need you. I need you. He said, I beg your disciples, the ones you have taught, the ones who walked with you, the ones who ate with you, I beg those guys to cast out the spirit. But for some reason or other, they just couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Jesus looked at him and said, you faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you and put up with you? Then he said to the man, and this is the message tonight, this is the message. Somebody needs to hear this, because it's specifically for you. Then he said to the man, bring your son here. In other words, he was saying, bring your son to me. Bring him to me. Bring him to me. I know you took him to the disciples. I know you took him to my boys, but I know you took him to my crew. And they couldn't help you, but bring him to me. The Bible says, and the boy came forward. As the boy came forward, the demon knocked him to the ground and threw him into a violent convulsion. The devil will always act up around a person of light. Mm-hmm. But Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and healed the boy. Then he gave him back to his father, and awe gripped the people as they saw this majestic display of God's power. And the message tonight for somebody is, you sang this song for years, and you sang it with gusto. When you tried everything, and everything has failed, try Jesus.
Yes,
for Jesus
yes, yes.
said in the scripture tonight, bring it to me. Just like he told that boy's father, bring that child to me. Bring him to me. Bring the problem to me. Bring the circumstance to me. Bring the situation to me. You've tried everything. You've searched high and low for somebody who could help you out of your circumstance, and nobody was able to help you. Bring him, bring him, bring him, bring him, bring him, bring him. Bring him to me. Bring him here. Bring him here. Let me deal with it. And that's what God is saying to somebody now. Whatever you're dealing with right now, and you can't seem to overcome that circumstance. You caught up in the drug world, and you can't get out. You're in a gang, and you don't know how you're going to get out of the gang. You've got all kinds of sexual proclivities that you hooked up in. You're with a woman one day, you're with a man the next. You don't know what you want. You lie for no reason at all. You're a thief. Wherever you go, you got to find yourself. You become a kleptomaniac. You pick up whatever you see. You go into stores and you try to steal all you can steal. You caught up into a whole lot of mess, and you can't get out of it. There's only one way out, and I'm the way. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Let me handle it. Bring it to me. It's sad when we see signs go up around the country telling us that certain services are available to us. When you have a business and you have something that I want, and I come there and the employee behind the desk tells me I can't help you, but you said that your business was open for a certain reason, and what do you mean you can't help me? Your sign is up there. You put the sign up saying that you are that you make sandwiches. What you mean you ain't got no meat? You can't make a sandwich. When you depend, like we do in D.C., when you depend on transportation, now we have all kinds of transportation available to us. We have Uber, we have the Lyft, we have the subways, we have trolley cars, we have taxi cabs. We have so many things, but when I go to get on these things and you don't get there in the timely manner that you said you were coming, I'm frustrated because you didn't do for me what you said that you were going to do. You put a sign up saying that you were the transportation industry, but I can't get to my appointment on time. I can't get to the doctor's office because the cab didn't come on time. I told you to be here at 9 o'clock, and you calling me at 10:30 saying, I'm sorry, we don't have somebody who can come in your area. I got a problem with that because you told me that I could depend on you. You go to a hospital and you're hurt and you need some type of attention, and you walk into the emergency room and they say, I'm sorry, I can't help you. But you got all of these doctors and nurses and all of their garbs and uniform with all of the education that they were supposed to have, and you telling me you can't help me? Why do you have the doors open if you can't help me? When you get a chance, you're going to start to complain to somebody. You're going to let them know what your displeasure is. Now let me get to the part that's going to upset some people. The church has been called a hospital. We've been known for the fact that in the early days, when the church came into being, they were empowered with power to do great and wonderful works. The Bible said, and Jesus said it one day in a service that he had. One of the reasons why Jesus was so successful in ministry was the fact that people saw him demonstrate the power of God. He didn't have to go and get no billboard to put up to say, I'm in town. He didn't have to get some radio announcer to say, I'm coming to the city. He didn't have to do some TV ad to let you know that he was coming. All he had to do was show up. And the word spread. The Bible said it was noise abroad. In other words, the noise spread from mouth to mouth. When people saw him, they knew something was getting ready to happen. And they told her, get over to James's house. Get over to Sally's house. Get over to Mary's house. Jesus just went through the door. Baby, if you can just get over there. If you got a disease, if you got a heartache, if you're hurting in any way, if you can't see, if you can't walk, bring them over to that house because Jesus is there. The Bible said that they came and Jesus had compassion upon everybody that he met and he healed them, the Bible said, of all of their diseases. Why? Because in Luke, the 4th chapter, he went to a service one night and he said something that every saint of God ought to be able to say. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed and this is the time of the Lord's favor. It has come. Jesus told him, I came for a purpose. And then what he did was he called the 12 apostles and the 70 that were around him, and he said, I'm giving you the Holy Ghost because I'm giving you power over demons. I'm giving you power over sickness. I'm giving you power over death. Deafness. I'm giving you power over blindness. I'm giving you power to work miracles in my name. Let me ask you, what happened? What is happening to the church of today? You see, the problem that I have with some preachers is you run your mouth about sin. Oh, you want to tell the homosexual that he's wrong and that he's dying and he's on his way to hell, and you told the truth, but you need to tell the fornicator the same thing. You need to tell the liar the same thing. You need to tell the cheater the same thing. You need to say the same thing to the thief and the backbiter and the gossip. Tell them all the same thing, but let them know that there's an antidote for sin.
Yes, Lord.
Let them know that there's a cure for your issue. And I got the cure. The one thing I looked at this was, I saw it one day when I was reading in the book of Acts where Paul and Silas were on their way to a prayer service. And a young woman followed them talking about, these men are men of the Most High God. They're on their way to talk to us about the glory of God. And the Bible says she did this constantly to the point that Paul, let me make sure I got the right name because right now words are in my mind. Paul said to the, looked at the girl and stopped cold. And the Bible said he became godly vexed. You ought to become vexed at some things. They told me that you only tolerate what you won't confront. If you just tolerate sin and don't confront it, I got a problem. And so Paul
saw that the girl needed some help. But look what he did that we don't do. He looked beyond the fault of the girl and saw her need. The song says that.
Yeah.
In other words, he turned around and he didn't rebuke the girl and call her all kinds of names and call her out for her sin, but he looked at the condition that moved and motivated her. And we've got to come to grips with some things that a spirit has moved against a lot of people in our nation. Spirits are real.
Oh, yes,
and they ain't playing games. And when you put, and every spirit is not something that you choose. So stop that lie telling folks that you chose to go into that, that you chose to go into this. Sometimes the devil follows your home. That's what a generational curse is. When your grandfather and your great-grandfather were in sin and God tried to pull them out of sin and showed them that their sin was evil and they continued to practice the sin, the Bible said he would put a curse on their children and their children's children. It's called a generational curse. Why do you think in your family you got so many young women that are having pregnancies out of wedlock? Because it's a spirit. Why do you think there's so many drunks in your family? Because there's a spirit that follows your family. You've got to learn how to break that curse. It's real.
Oh, yes, sir.
Mary had seven devils. Mary, the Bible does not tell us that she chose the devils that came into her. The boy that Jesus met in the cemetery, the Bible said, had 6,000 devils incorporated in him. How are you going to choose 6,000 devils? Sometimes we place ourselves in positions where we open up our spirituality to the enemy. You can't deal with the occult and don't think that he's not going to move on you because you've done so. When you deal with the stars, when you start dealing with the zodiac signs, when you start dealing with the Ouija boards, when you deal with all of the Harry Potter stuff, you have opened up an avenue for the devil to take up residence. And he's sly. He sneaks in. He doesn't announce himself. He just comes. A lot of things that people do are not done because they want to do them, but because there's a devil that's influencing them. The Bible told you that when you saw this situation with the boy. The boy had a devil in him. And Jesus asked him a question. How long has the devil bothered your son? He said, since an early age. Did that boy have a chance to invite that devil in? You see, some of y'all don't read the book. The Bible tells you that when God delivers you from a sin, you better stay away from it. You don't go back to it, because if you go back to it, the Bible says you're worse than a dog who goes back to lick up his vomit. I'm saying what the word said. I didn't say it.
That's right.
And what you don't realize is when you start playing with what you were delivered from, you open up a door. And that devil that once possessed you, or that devil that once influenced you, or that devil that once messed with your head and mind, sees now an opportunity to come on back. The Bible said he will go out looking for seven more devils worse than him, and he will bring them back to you, and they will all enter you. And the Bible says that your condition now will be worse than it was when you had the one. You better be careful. You can't play with sin and don't think you're going to get burned. The interesting thing here is, and let's get into the gist of the message now. Jesus had just come down from the Mount of Transfiguration. He had left 9 apostles down below the mountain, and to take 3 with him. And they saw Moses and Elijah come and talk to Jesus. And Jesus told them, don't you say a thing about this when you get back down till after I'm gone. And Jesus comes back, and the Bible says a man hollers up, said, Jesus, I need your help. And Jesus said, what's the problem, sir? And he said, Lord, I took my child to your servants. I heard that you gave them power to cast out devils. I heard that they were part of your posse. I heard that that was your crew. I heard that they'd done some marvelous things in your name. I heard that. And so out of desperation, you weren't around. And so I thought I could do something by coming to them. But they were no good to me. And that's the same thing folk are saying about the church today. I come looking for deliverance. I come looking for hope, and I'm coming into a theater. I come to a place now where folks are dancing and waving flags. I come to a place now where there is no power. I come to a place where all they're doing is entertaining. I've come to a place where it's dark in the house. Why are you turning the lights down? Turn the lights up so I can see what's going on.
My
name is not Martin Lawrence. I didn't come here to entertain you. I came to preach to you. Turn the lights up. You got the sign on the door saying it's a holy church. Where's the power? Where's the anointing? In many places, Ichabod is written over the door. The Spirit of God has departed. Where is it? When I was coming up in Philadelphia, when I went to the Garden of Prayer, Church of God in Christ, Mother Dabney and Bishop Dabney were known for praying prayers that saw people delivered on a Sunday night. People would run there in droves because the glory of God was in the house. And when Mother Dabney prayed for you, folks that were in wheelchairs got up and pushed the wheelchairs by the wall. They took their crutches and threw them away. Crutches were lined around the wall to let you see what the Lord had done. Folk that were drunk were coming off the streets, but by the time they left, they were sober because the glory of God was in the house. I saw signs and wonders. I'm a prodigal of the miracle generation. I went to the tent meetings. I saw what A.A. Allen did. I saw what R.W. Shambach did. I saw all these wonderful guys and what God was able to do through them. And because I don't see it today, I'm disturbed. Because we failed him. But I hear the Lord saying tonight, the people that I left in charge may not be able to do it. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. I can do for you what needs to be done. I told you to cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. I can do it. Let me handle it when you can't handle it. Ask me a hard thing. I can do it. Is there anything too hard for me? Ask me. I told you have not because you ask not. Ask me.
Lord.
Didn't I tell you to seek and you shall find? Knock and the door shall be opened. Open your mouth and ask me. Didn't David say this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of his troubles? Ask me for the help you need. Ask me. He said you have not because you ask not. Ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing. I got the ability to do so. Ask me. Excuse me a minute. Ask me. I'm just a prayer away. Ask me. We used to sing a song that I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, I know he will help me. Jesus alone. I must tell him. I must tell him. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If you withdraw yourself from me, where can I go? We sang songs that were meaningful. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them there. Leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Father, Jesus, I brought him to your servants. They were there with you when you walked on the water. They were there with you when you rebuked the wind and the waves. They were there with you when you rebuked the 6,000 devils out of the boy, and they went into the pigs and they ran down into the river and all of that pig feet was lost. You remember. I remember they did all of this. They were there. They saw this. They witnessed what you did. And you gave them the ability to do things, but they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I like about Jesus was he looked at the boy and looked beyond the boy and didn't rebuke the boy. Here we go again. He did not rebuke the boy. But when the boy came to him, the devil recognized who Jesus was. And some of y'all got to understand that if you live holy, the devil has got to recognize you for who you are, and you will have the ability to do what he told you that you could do.
Amen.
He told you I've anointed you. But the devil has to know you. You can't be like the seven sons of Sceva and think you have an ability to go around like they did and rebuke the devil, because the devil looked at them and said, I don't know you.
That's right.
Peter, I know. I know Peter. Jesus, I know. But you running around here calling me out in Jesus' name, and you don't even have a relationship with him. The Bible said he jumped on the seven sons, beat them up, and tore off their clothes, and they ran away naked. You can't fight the enemy if you don't have no relationship with Christ.
You got that right.
But Jesus turned around and told the disciples after when he looked at the boy, he said, he didn't rebuke the boy, he saw the devil. He said, I see you, Satan, I see you. Some of y'all need to learn how to recognize the devil when you see him.
I know that's right.
You need to recognize the enemy in the other person. And don't rebuke them, rebuke the devil. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Satan,
yes.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you, but make sure you got the relationship with him. But I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And the devil has to recognize light. And when he recognizes light, because Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And when he recognizes light, he starts to act up. But he's still got to go. Got to go. Last part is this. That night, the apostles got with Jesus and said to him, I know you gave us authority over the devil, and I know what we were able to do once, but why couldn't we do it this time? What was the issue? And Jesus looked at him and said, I'll tell you what the issue is. Some things or some devils can only be cast out through fasting and prayer. How many of y'all turn your place down anymore? In the old days, we used to have all-night prayer services. How many of you, by any way, any means, really take time to talk to God other than 5 minutes a day?
Well, no.
You can't be connected to the power source if you don't connect yourself to it.
Amen.
You sit there and you look at what you do on Facebook on all day long on Facebook, or you playing TikTok. You looking at TikTok. You got Facebook. You got Snapchat. All of these things you put hours in on. But how many hours do you put in a day reading the Word of God? How many hours do you put in a day taking time out to talk to God? And yet you want God to work wonders and miracles, please. Jesus told him, he said, some things only come through fasting and praying. When you do so, you really connect into the power, you hook into the power source, and God will do for you what needs to be done. We need to go back to basics and do what the Lord told us to do. Jesus is on his way back.
Oh, yes, he is.
And we act like we don't know what time it is. He told you what to look for. He said in the last days there will be wars and rumors of wars. You got a war going on in Ukraine. You got a war going on in the Sudan. You got a war going on in another African country. You got wars going on. He said there will be earthquakes in many places. You can turn on the TV and see mudslides and see whole communities crushed under rubble. You act like you don't know what time it is. He told you your children would be unthankful, ungrateful. He told you they would be weaker but wiser. They're so wise in the world of technology, but weak in the art of living. Many of them don't even have common sense.
Lord Jesus.
And you can't tell what time you're living in. Wake up, church. Wake up. And be the power source that God wants us to be. You got some issues, take it to him and let him handle it. Watch him work it out. We sang that song, Jesus can work it out if you let him. He can work it out. I've said enough. You heard what the Lord is saying to the church. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. I need empowered soldiers. I need people that I can utilize. I need people that I can put out on the battlefield, because the Bible says you ain't fighting no regular war. You fighting against principalities and thrones and powers. You need the Holy Ghost to help you deal with these situations.
Lord, yes, Lord.
Stop playing games. Bring it to him. In your hand, Pastor James.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. What a powerful word on tonight for such a time as this that we're living in on today. Thank you so much. You said a lot. That's a lot of the pastor that I was the armor bearer and musician for him for 19 years, that's what he used to say. There's a lot of meat on that bone. Oh, yes. That was a powerful word on tonight. I pray that everyone that heard this word was receptive and received this word, and that you're going to utilize what you heard on tonight and apply it to your life. It's personal. So I can't make you do it. You can't make me do it. You have to want to do it. You can only do it, like you said, and that's through the aid and the help of the Holy Spirit. But you can't do it through the Holy Spirit if you don't know Jesus. So we thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that everyone that heard it was blessed and encouraged on tonight. To be better doers of God's word, that God will be glorified through you, through me, through each one of us, individually, and then as a corporate body of believers. So at this time, thank you so much, Overseer Jackson, and I'm always looking forward to you coming forth with the word of God every Thursday night. You always have a powerful word from the Lord. So I look forward to you coming on next July, Thursday in July. If the Lord don't have you come on anytime, if the Lord don't have you come on sooner, coming back on the third Thursday night in July. So right now the phone lines are open for anyone that have heard this word on tonight. If you received this word, if you was blessed by it or encouraged by it, or if you're going to give Pastor Overseer Joseph E. Jackson words of encouragement, the phone lines are open. Anyone.
Give an honor to God. I thank God for this word that came through this awesome, powerful man of God, always speaking the truth, never willing to back down for God, and that's what God loves about him. And I want to encourage him to let him know, you and him, keep on doing what y'all doing, because God is well pleased with the work that you both are doing. And I thank God for the prayers that went forth for me. I'm at home, so I praise God for that.
Thank you, Mother. Be encouraged.
Amen.
God's a healer. God's a healer.
Yes, he is.
God
is
a healer.
I'm living proof too. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Sister Tara. Thank you so much. Anyone else? The phone office is still open. Anyone else?
Oh, God bless you tonight, Overseer Jackson. God bless you. Thank you for that powerful word. Boy, you was telling the truth. You stepped on a lot of folks' toes tonight. They probably shaking in their boots what you said. Thank you so much for that word. Thank you.
You're welcome, glad,
sister, that you are home from the hospital. We've been praying for you.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Amen. You're so welcome. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? I see that some people from Greensboro, North Carolina is on the line. Anyone from North Carolina want to have a word on tonight from North Carolina?
Yes. This is Issa. I'm calling to let you know that I really enjoyed this message tonight. And I'm asking y'all to keep on praying for me. And I'm going to keep praying for y'all. And God gonna make a way. Thank you very, very much for the word.
Amen. We're praying for you, Mother Tip. We're definitely praying for you. You keep the faith and you keep praying. You got to, you know, God bless those that, you know, we got to learn how to pray and encourage ourselves in the Lord. But thank God for the saints of God and children and sisters and brothers in Christ that we are to encourage one another in God's word. And the word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous still avail as much. So we thank God for everyone that have made comments on the line to Overseer Joseph B. Jackson on tonight. I thank God for each one of you. And you all continue to stay encouraged. Continue to lift each other up in prayer. Continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ, because our God is not through with us yet. We are still here for a reason. As long as we're breathing, God will still have use for us. So we just thank God for Overseer Jackson. I'm asking all the listeners, continue to keep him lifted up in prayer. Whether you say anything on the line or tonight, we have a lot of people that do dial in and they don't say anything. But we thank God for them as well, that they was able to tune in and be blessed and encouraged by God's word. So just like he said in the word on tonight, God's word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God sets out for it to do, because he knows who's going to be listening in advance. He knows what we all stand in need of. So we thank God for the word. And we thank God for Overseer Jackson standing on the truth, rightly dividing the word of truth, that we can all be inspired and encouraged to be better doers of God's word and not just hearers only. So with that being said, we get ready to close out in prayer. Don't forget to tune in on this coming Saturday night. Pastor Norman King, pastor of the Victory Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word that has gone forth. We thank you that your word is true. We thank you that you are a prophet keeper, still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your promise that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You didn't say they would never form, but you said that they won't prosper. So we thank you for the word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our keeper, for being everything that we need. We thank you for being our healer, our deliverer, our best friend, our strong tower, our way out of no way, our everything. We just thank you for being who you are. We bless your name because the word we can be saved. So we pray now, Lord, that you will continue to have your way in each one of our lives as individuals, then as a corporate body of believers, as believers and sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. So continue to have your way in each one of our lives, that you continue to be glorified through us, that you get the glory, and you alone is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So that being said, we're going to close out with our closing song. We're going to do it as on tonight. We're going to do it with our opening song. This means war. We got to close it out with that same song because we are in a spiritual war. I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Control.